This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Kinda Funny First Impressions. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by the boss baby himself, Bear Courtney.
Nickelodeon. What's up, Tim? How are we doing?
See, I had to bust out the Nickelodeon orange.
It's an impressive orange, but it's also giving me flashbacks to when the city was orange. So it's like, okay, it's like, I love what you're going for, but it's also haunting me at the same time.
It is. Let me see if I can change something real quick. Boom, boom. Oh, let's go slime green.
Yeah, there we go, boy.
Oh, dude.
Nice. I love that. I love it.
I love it. Anyways, we're doing this because today we're talking about Nickelodeon Kart Racer 2 Super Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Just Grand Prix. No Super. No Super. Let me tell you, there's not much Super about this game.
But
there's something here. There's something here. Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, you can watch this show on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, or you can listen to it as a podcast on your favorite podcast service. Just search for Kind of Funny First Impressions. We'll be right there. Let's get right into it. Greg got us codes for this game.
Yes.
He was just like, I know that you two little kids, you love your Nickelodeon, you love your Nicktoons, you love all that.
You got your 90s, mid-20s nostalgia going on. Go for it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then also, we both love kart racers. So we're going to give this one a shot. I know you had played the first installment a little bit. So you definitely are the expert here, whereas I just played this for the first time and I did a couple Grand Prix. But that was enough for me to get what this game is.
Right.
But let's start off with, what are your thoughts?
To bring up the first game that came out 2 years ago, which was kind of like a reboot to like a Nicktoons kart racer, I think, or like an homage to that game that came out in like the early 2000s that I played a bunch on PC. That game was really fun. I don't remember if it actually like played or control well, but I just remember the story. You guys were like all these Nickelodeon characters were competing to win like 100 Krabby Patties, and then there's like a secret racer, Tim, who's like entering in the competition. Some shady stuff going on, and then once you beat him, you find out it's Plankton. So the first game came out 2 years ago, and it was like the first kind of Nickelodeon kart racer that we gotten in a long time. And the story there is, I didn't play much, and I don't remember much of it, but I was working at IGN at the time, and it just so happened that the first kart racer of this new Nickelodeon kart racer series launched the same day as Red Dead Redemption 2. So Jonathan Dornbush and I, who were both producing Beyond together, thought it'd be funny to stream it to Beyond's YouTube channel as a joke. Like, this is the big game that's coming out today. And, you know, of course, the live chat was like, do they not understand that Red Dead Redemption 2 is out today? And then we responded, do you not understand the joke?
I'm Bear Courtney.
And so from what I remember of that game, because I will say that this second one in this new series that we've had in the last couple of years is definitely an improvement. Because all I remember of that first game was that it was very bare bones. There was like a total of 10 characters you could race as. Four of the characters were the newer iteation of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, which is the case here too.
Yeah.
They're all there.
They're all there. But like when it's only 10 characters you can play as, four of them are from one show. And then like the three other shows were, I believe, SpongeBob, Rugrats, and Hey Arnold. And it was just two characters from each of those shows, I believe. And it was just like, I don't even remember there being a lot of tracks. It was just like, it felt like a very, very like, why is this kind of out kind of game. Now for this one, I'm enjoying it the more I play it. And to me, this is the game that should have come out 2 years ago. There were way more characters starting out. I think even when you start the game, it's like 14 characters that you have already unlocked, which is already more than the what the first game had in total. And then there's 16 characters that you have to unlock through winning Grand Prix, doing challenges and stuff like that. And so there's a big kind of lineup here for Nickelodeon kart racers. And then there's also like a bunch of characters that you have like your kind of kart crew, which I enjoy. You have like your crew members and then your crew chief, who will give you like a special ability, and that kind of opens up to like, okay, you can't play as these characters, but there's some like nice nods here and there to show
that Filbert from Rocko's Modern Life,
exactly, and like, Tenzin like from Korra and stuff like that, who yeah. Tenzin is like kind of like the mentor character in that show, so it's funny to have him as like a chief member, like being like your number one guy in the microphone kind of stuff. But yeah, it is here's my thing with this game, and this is why I think it's an improvement, but it's also, it's improvement from the first one, because all I can say of the first one says bare bones, and I don't think it was worth anybody's time. This one is a Mario Kart 8, like, almost complete ripoff that's almost there, but not quite, and it, like, helps it and hurts it in several ways, because you've got, like, pretty much your one-to-one of weapons here, right? The, like, a kind of ball that I think is a design from Rugrats is like your green shell. There's like a rocket-powered football, which I think is a thing from Hey Arnold, that's your red shell. King Jellyfish is the blue shell. Going into the Avatar state is the horn, which you can use against the King Jellyfish. The garden gnomes from Invader Zim are your bananas. It's all so one-to-one and blatantly just like kind of a ripoff. Like the Bullet Bill is Appa from Avatar.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's all like so perfectly rip off from that game, and it makes me feel like, okay, like they want to be Mario Kart, but then the controls just don't feel as good as Mario Kart. Like the momentum feels off. Drifting does not feel good whatsoever.
To cut you off for a sec here, it's like, yeah, earlier I said there's nothing super about this game. It's like, but the thing is, it's not horrible, because it feels right enough. Like, I would say that this is a 5 out of 10 from the bit that I've played it. But I mean that in the sense of, like, it's mediocre.
Yeah.
It is average as average can get. Mm-hmm. Because it does do a better job of copying the Mario Kart formula than a lot of other kart racers have.
Right.
But it doesn't do anything that's unique that's good. Does a lot of things that are unique and kind of like...
And see, the one unique thing is like the whole crew member system, which like, at least I'm only like a Mario Kart player. Like, you're more attuned to like the whole kart genre, I would say, Tim. So at least for me...
This is no Crash Team Racing, let me tell you that.
The whole crew member system, I do like, because it opens opportunities to where I feel like I would be regular fucked over in Mario Kart, where I don't have a banana, but a red shell is about to come at me. You got your slime gauge in here, Tim. When you fill up your slime gauge, your power up from your chief crew member person, you can use it. And so like, I'm doing like a Hey Arnold run. I've got, I'm racing as Arnold. I've got Eugene.
So did and, I. That's weird.
And Grandpa Phil as my crew members. Eugene, if you get hit,
you get
an auto boost. And then with Grandpa Phil, whenever you get an item and use it, he'll give you an extra item, and it's always a boost. And then, I forget the girl's name, who's friends with... Phoebe, who's my chief member. And then whenever you fill up her slime gauge, you get like kind of a barrier that's her glasses, and that'll like project kind of defend you from any projectiles and stuff like that.
And that's my thing. It's like, as a unique idea of having these crew members that give you the different powers, it's cool, but it's not well implemented, I don't think. Because I think that's fair. Like the way the slime gauge and all that works, the slime works directly against what makes kart racers fun. In the slime is essentially functioning kind of like coins do in Mario Kart.
And then there also are coins.
Are coins. So it's like there's just kind of just more shit. But the problem is, in Mario Kart, when you hit a coin, it makes you go a little bit faster. You get that like the little tiny boost, but then also if you get the 10, you get
and
that.
And in the tips, it says the more coins you collect, the faster you go in this. True. I don't feel that, though.
But and I think a lot of it is, so much of this game is designed around slowing you down. The slime, which should, the if you have full slime, you should be able to go faster or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you're going through slime or when slime's hitting you, it slows you down so much that it's just like, like if it made you go faster, I feel like that would enhance the game a lot more. The other thing that's funny is I'm a huge fan of the varied roster that this game seems to have from a character perspective, both as a kart racer and the crew stuff. I think that's really cool how they're getting into like some weird stuff.
And I just shout out to like the each, you know, there's a lot of crew members that you unlock that have like similar powers, but they always try to implement it to who they are as a character. Like I unlocked
Gilbert from Rocco has the turtle shell thing instead of Phoebe's glasses.
Yeah. And then like Iroh from Avatar, it's like, I forget exactly what it was, but like when you gain something from someone else, it like, or when you get hit or something, it like helps, like powers you up. And like the reason there is like, you find help through others, which is very much like who Iroh is as a person in that show. So I think they're good at like giving you enough like little fun Easter eggs and plethora of characters to enjoy it. It's seeing them unlock and stuff like that, like the tallest from Zim and stuff like that.
But that's my problem is they do such a good job with the characters and crew stuff that everything else about this game just feels like it's lacking that Nickelodeon quality. Like the stages themselves, it's like, even they might have a name or they might have a reference to a thing, but it's like they could have went a little bit more like in depth with it. Like one of the levels is like Cat Dog's house, and it's like, is it though?
Yeah,
and like you hear the music playing, and it's generic. And I don't think that's
The biggest disappointment in this game is like the music is not good. There's, I don't think there's any voice acting or like,
there's no voice acting.
Yeah, and that was a problem in the first one. And there's something about this because like this isn't THQ Nordic, but THQ Nordic has the deal with Nickelodeon to bring back past Nickelodeon games and maybe work on new ones. I forget what that deal is. So it feels weird to me. Like they have the visual rights to these characters, but maybe not the audio rights to these characters. I don't know how that whole business stuff works, but it's mind blowing that two games in a row, there's like no, like a true classic Nickelodeon. Like when I'm playing through a SpongeBob level, I should be listening to SpongeBob music. If I'm listening to, if I'm playing through an Invader Zim level, I should be hearing that theme song or at least something. And there's absolutely nothing of that. And that's the, like, I've completely, like, I don't listen to the game while I'm playing it. This has, for the last week, been my podcast game where I load up Fake Doctors, Real Friends, and then just go through a couple of cups. Cause yeah, the biggest disappointment to me personally is just the audio stuff in this game, which is so there's no imagining with it. It's just like the fucking same, almost like groovy elevator beat, like over and over again. You're like, all right, cool. I feel like I'm going insane. But interesting enough, like I agree with you, and I felt that as well, especially in the first few cups of like they could have gone a little extra mile of like. Because it's such a Mario Kart clone, what Mario Kart I think does really well is implement what the theme of the level is into the actual tracks, and this game doesn't do that nearly as well. But I will say there are levels that I think do it better than others. I think all of the Avatar levels I think are as good as this game can get. I think it those are pretty fun compared to a bunch of levels. I think the most imaginative level in this game entirely is the Double Dare level, which I thought was fun. But again, when you're just like racing through it, I think they could have implemented more of it into the like the actual course that you're driving on instead of it just being kind of like the background, if that makes any sense. Like I think Mario Kart does a good job of marrying the theme that's like essentially just part of the background into the track that you're actually racing on. And this game kind of does like a half step for some levels there, but it's not nearly, I would say, as in depth as Mario Kart does it.
Totally, man. There's something that feels kind of sterile about it. And like when you have such a cast of characters that is so iconic and have so much personality, to see them lack personality is kind of weird. And like, for example, seeing Arnold and not hearing him, not even just hearing like cues or anything is odd. And then you get these like, they legit copy the Mario post-race. Like, you see the leaderboards, and you just see them, like,
Yeah, but they're not like actually cheering. It's so weird.
No, they're just moving, but they're moving in ways that like don't feel authentic to the characters.
Yeah,
like, and that's my thing is like, they nailed so many fun things of the Easter eggs of the crew members and stuff, but then it's like. To see Arnold celebrating in a way that makes him kind of look like an asshole doesn't feel like Arnold. Cat Dog got third place on the standings, and Dog looks like super upset. And I'm like,
Dog wouldn't be upset.
Has never looked like that.
But I will say, like, that's a weird thing that you experienced that because, like, I third place is usually always upset, and then second place is like chill about it, depending on who the characters are. I'm not. What is the one modern show that's on here? The Loud House, is that what it's called?
There's a couple characters.
I think it's like Clyde from The Loud House, who kind of looks like a nerd, to be honest. Like, he was in second, but he was all like kind of pissy about it. And then like SpongeBob got third, and he was just fucking cool to be there. He was like, "I'm SpongeBob. I'm always happy." So it's funny that like they didn't implement that. It seems for every character, because yeah, I would imagine like. Cat would be pissed, and then Dog would just be like, "I'm having a good time. I'm Dog."
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's weird because, like, I guess like the final thing here is like, would I recommend this game to anyone? And I don't mean like would I recommend it to everyone. I mean, is there anyone that I would recommend it to? And like, I don't think the answer is yes. Like, especially when there is the amazing kart racers like Mario Kart that I'm sure at this point we've all beaten to hell. But there is Crash Team Racing out there. And, like, there is even Sonic All-Stars Transformed or whatever the fuck. Team Sonic Racing.
Whatever game that Nick was weirdly good at.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And, like, you know, that one's not my favorite. But I do think that it does a lot of the things this one tried to do better. And there's just, like, the pull of this one, I would say, is two things. The Nickelodeon-ness of it and the fact that it is emulating Mario Kart 8. And I don't think it nails either of those things enough to make this worth a purchase.
That is fair. Like, I would say definitely if... Because I was thinking about this, if I would recommend it to anybody. And it's one of those things, like, I'm not into Crash Team Racing. I'm not into the Sonic Racing and stuff like that. I do have the Nickelodeon nostalgia. So if it's something like you're into kart racers and you're like me and you're not into the other kart racers besides Mario and you have nostalgia for Nickelodeon, maybe wait for it to go on sale, because the one thing, and this is the thing why I liked it the more I played it, is that it does feel naturally more challenging after spending so much time with Mario Kart at 200cc and just completely dominating everybody all the time, Tim. It gets so fucking boring after a while. And so it was kind of nice at playing at medium speed here, where like I am having a challenge of three-starring every... I think there's a better rubber banding effect that this game does on the back end to keep the rest of like the PC... computer players AI. Like up with you, whereas like Mario Kart I'm doing three stars 200cc and then I'm like going to sleep like it's nobody's fucking business, like it does not matter. And like, and that's kind of the thing where I'm at personally, and this is just like a postmortem for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, like I've been bored of Mario Kart 8, and so like it was kind of nice to get something else. So like, yeah, it's not like you said, I think it's a 5. It doesn't nail either of the things it needs to do perfectly, but it was fun to just like get out of the Mario Kart 8 space, play something else that I'm not fully used to, and you know, get a little Nickelodeon nostalgia from it, right? Playing as Arnold, unlocking all these different characters from all these different shows that I really love, and so yeah, like it did something for me, but yeah, it's. Even like if you're someone who is like a kid who's like really into Nickelodeon, like I don't know if I could like, again, I would wait for this on sale. If like if you have a kid who really loves Nickelodeon and like really wants a Nickelodeon kart racer for some reason, yeah, maybe wait for this to go on sale maybe during the holiday season or whatever. But
don't.
it's a stocking stuffer, you know. It's not like the big present that you get your kid, but I don't think this is a day one buy for honestly anybody. But I will say, this is an improvement from the first game. Because the first game, I don't remember anything from it other than it was it was just so bare bones. So this is an improvement. That's all I can really say. But I did enjoy my week with it. And will I go back to it after unlocking the last kart racer I have to unlock, which is Shredder? Probably not. I just want to unlock all the characters just so I can say I can unlock. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Might as well. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I had fun, but it's not a great game.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 2 Grand Prix. That's the name?
Yes.
I nailed it. Until next time. Bye, guys.